Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Last Safe Investment, a revolutionary guide that turns conventional financial wisdom on its head. Published in 2016, this book promises to alter the way you think about investing, focusing on the most valuable asset you'll ever have, yourself. Authors Michael Ellsberg and Brian Franklin bring a wealth of experience to the table, reshaping our understanding of financial planning. With Ellsberg's background as a freelance copywriter and civil liberties activist, coupled with Franklin's expertise as a business strategist for high-level executives, this book is more than just financial advice. It's a roadmap to personal and professional growth. The Last Safe Investment is built on the premise that true wealth encompasses more than just financial assets. It includes enhancing your earning potential and overall happiness. The authors introduce a model based on three disciplines that support three key areas of wealth, aiming to provide readers with the strategies needed to fortify their financial futures while also seeking fulfillment in their daily lives. This book is an essential read for anyone from anxious savers looking for a path towards financial security to professionals eager to unlock their earning potential and investors in search of innovative asset-building strategies. Let's explore how investing in oneself can be the cornerstone of a robust, secure, and joy-filled future. Join us as we uncover the secrets to making The Last Safe Investment your wisest one yet. The Last Safe Investment: Spending Now to Increase Your True Wealth Forever. Introduction. Invest in yourself, the safest asset for an uncertain future. In today's fast-paced world, planning for retirement seems like a puzzle with too many moving pieces. You follow the advice of financial gurus, saving diligently, contributing to your pension, and betting on the stock market, all in the hope of securing a comfortable future. Yet, with financial markets being notoriously unpredictable, a single downturn can threaten years of hard work. Imagine waking up to find that your carefully crafted portfolio is suddenly worth a fraction of its former value. Such volatility begs the question: is there a safer, more reliable investment that remains impervious to the whims of the economy? The answer is closer than you think. It's not hidden in complex financial instruments or the next big stock tip. Instead, it's rooted in the most reliable asset you possess, yourself. This revelation might just change the way you approach the concept of wealth creation. More importantly, it presents a strategy that doesn't just promise a brighter financial future, but also offers a richer, more fulfilling life right here and now. So, what can a urinal possibly teach us about being innovative at our jobs? How does our sexual well-being influence our professional performance? And in what scenarios could receiving payment in non-monetary forms outweigh the value of cold, hard cash? Dive into an exploration of these unconventional questions. Along the way, discover why betting on yourself is the ultimate investment strategy, one that pays dividends in both happiness and financial security throughout your lifetime. Not just in the golden years of retirement. It's an investment immune to market crashes, interest rate plunges, and economic downturns because the value you create within yourself through personal development, health, and skills is something no external force can diminish. Part 1: Reimagining Financial Security. Why Your Earning Potential is Key. Envisioning a future of financial security often conjures images of a robust savings account, a diverse portfolio of investments, or a stable, high-paying job. This is the conventional wisdom peddled by many a financial advisor. However, all these strategies share a common vulnerability. They hinge on external factors completely out of your control. From sudden layoffs to unpredictable stock market spirals and unforeseen expenses, the traditional paths to financial safety are fraught with risk. But what if the key to a secure future wasn't found in your financial assets, but within yourself? The cornerstone of safeguarding your future lies not in the accumulation of wealth, but in amplifying your earning potential. The precarious nature of relying on investments and employment means true financial planning needs a more stable foundation. By refocusing on your personal growth and abilities, the assets that you fully control, you open the door to a deeper, more resilient form of wealth. This wealth is not solely monetary. It encompasses the richness of experience, including freedom, love, personal development, and creativity. Enter SAFE, Self-Amplifying Financial Ecosystem. This groundbreaking strategy challenges the traditional financial wisdom by concentrating on nurturing three essential assets: your savings, your equity, and crucially, your tribe. Yet, SAFE is far from a draconian financial regimen that sacrifices today's happiness for tomorrow's security. It's a holistic approach that encourages living a fulfilling life now without postponing joy and satisfaction until retirement. The disciplines of SAFE guide you toward cultivating super skills, key abilities that significantly enhance your earning potential. Through this lens, financial planning becomes more than a quest for monetary security. It transforms into a journey of personal and professional growth. Embracing the SAFE strategy not only propels you toward achieving your financial goals, but also enhances your life in the present, fostering a sense of connection, freedom, and support that traditional financial plans can't match. By investing in your personal development and recognizing the inherently stable value of your own skills and creativity, you can navigate the unpredictable waters of the financial world with confidence. The SAFE plan presents a radical yet profoundly effective approach to achieving financial security, one that places the power of wealth creation squarely in your hands. Part 2: Harnessing Happiness, How It Fuels Savings and Enriches Life. In our quest for happiness, it's all too common to fall into the trap of retail therapy, splurging on the latest gadgets, fashion, or even lavish experiences, with the hope that these purchases bring us joy. But when we tally the cost of these emotional expenditures over a year, we often find the joy they bring is fleeting. This cycle of seeking happiness through consumption is not only expensive, it's also ineffective. The conventional wisdom suggests that earning more money equates to more happiness. However, this equation overlooks the fact that happiness, when tied solely to spending, can become a costly pursuit. Rather than chasing after happiness with every paycheck, the smarter strategy involves understanding what truly makes us happy and where we're inadvertently sabotaging our own contentment. Investing in your happiness is not about spending more. It's about spending smarter to truly enhance your life and, surprisingly, to save more in the process. Two key principles underpin this approach: improving your happiness exchange rate and making wise spending decisions. Your happiness exchange rate reflects the real value you get from your expenditures in terms of genuine happiness. Consider the difference between an expensive dinner that leaves you stressed over work and a modest meal shared in genuine connection with your loved one. The former offers a low happiness return for your investment, while the latter could provide lasting joy and a much higher happiness exchange rate. Recognizing what truly brings you happiness and evaluating potential purchases through this lens can transform your spending habits. It's not the price tag that matters, but the real, lasting benefit each purchase provides. Exchanging stress relief shopping sprees for investments in wellness, like joining a yoga class, not only nurtures your physical and mental health, but also curtails unnecessary spending. This insight shifts your focus from short-term gratification to long-term well-being and savings. Tending to the neglected areas of your life, be it through fitness, therapy, or personal development, can reduce the compulsion for emotional spending. Such investments bring enduring happiness, helping you build a robust savings account rather than depleting it on fleeting pleasures. With a foundation of sustainable happiness, the journey doesn't end here. The next step involves amplifying your worth in the professional sphere by nurturing super skills, the final and crucial discipline of the SAFE approach. By focusing on your happiness and understanding its direct impact on your financial well-being, you set the stage for a life that is not only richer in joy, but also in savings and potential earnings. Part 3. Transforming relationships into leadership opportunities. In the bustling tech scene of Atlanta, a software engineer named Raj Bandyopadhyay faced a significant hurdle on his career path. Despite his aspirations to pivot into the exciting field of data science, Raj knew the competition was fierce, with countless individuals sharing his ambition. The conventional routes seemed crowded, so Raj sought an unconventional solution. He resolved to forge connections with the industry's titans, not by reaching out to them, but by bringing them together. Without any prior experience in event organizing, Raj took a bold step. He established a weekly meetup, inviting guest speakers from the tech world. This initiative didn't just fill a gap, it positioned Raj as a central figure in the local tech community. Within a year, this once inconspicuous software engineer had transformed into a sought-after candidate for a chief data scientist role at an emerging startup. This narrative underscores a powerful truth. By investing in your interpersonal skills, you naturally elevate yourself to a leadership position. Developing interpersonal capabilities, encompassing everything from networking and public speaking to effectively influencing others, emerges as the vital super skill delineated in the SAFE strategy for expanding your workplace value. Among these skills, the capacity to influence holds paramount importance. Mastery here is not about manipulation, but about aligning others' motivations with your vision, whether that leads to higher sales, more clients, or enhanced team productivity. Influence and leadership are profoundly connected to empathy. Research by James M. Kuzis and Barry Z. Posner reveals that the essence of effective leadership is not a magnetic personality, but the ability to genuinely understand and connect with people's feelings and aspirations. Harnessing this understanding allows anyone to lead, transcending job titles and hierarchies. Consider, for instance, managing volunteers dedicated to helping crisis victims. To persuade them to increase their already significant contributions, a deep emotional resonance with their commitment and its impact is crucial. It's about sharing their passion and vividly painting the picture of the difference their efforts make, a strategy that taps into both empathy and influence. Embracing this approach doesn't just elevate you within your current role, it positions you for the upper echelons of professional success, where leadership is not just rewarded, but is inextricably linked to higher earning potential. For Raj, and for anyone willing to invest in developing their interpersonal skills, the path to leadership and improved personal value is clear. Foster genuine connections, wield influence with empathy, and leadership opportunities will follow. Part 4. Cultivating creativity, your pathway to a resilient career. In the early 20th century, the art world witnessed a revolution with Marcel Duchamp's The Fountain, a piece that would challenge the very definition of art. Unlike the mesmerizing canvases of Dali or Picasso, Duchamp's masterpiece was nothing more than a standard urinal acquired from a showroom. Yet, it was celebrated as the most influential artwork of the 20th century. The question arises, how could an ordinary bathroom fixture gain such acclaim? The answer lies in its groundbreaking nature. It marked the advent of conceptual art, transforming the way we perceive artistic value from manual craft to the ingenuity of the concept itself. This pivotal moment in art history underscores a vital lesson for the modern workforce. Consciously developing your creativity will make your career sustainable. Contrary to the common belief that creativity is an innate talent, it is actually a skill that can be cultivated, regardless of one's natural propensity towards it. In today's business landscape, where artificial intelligence and global outsourcing present unprecedented challenges, nurturing creativity or innovation is crucial. This capacity to innovate, applying unconventional ideas to enhance processes or projects, stands as a critical SAFE super skill for safeguarding your career. How, then, can one foster this essential skill? The key is to immerse oneself in a diverse range of perspectives. By interacting with people from varying backgrounds and experiences, you expose yourself to a wealth of ideas that diverge from your own. This isn't about altering your beliefs, but broadening your understanding of the myriad ways to approach and solve problems. Embracing unfamiliar concepts, however, necessitates venturing beyond your comfort zone, a daunting prospect for many. Yet without this willingness to explore the unknown, there's a risk of stagnating, recycling old ideas rather than spearheading original, innovative solutions. Cultivating a habit of creativity is not merely about stumbling upon occasional insights, it's about consistently generating and nurturing novel ideas. In an era where adaptability to market shifts is paramount, your ability to think creatively becomes your most valuable asset, rendering you indispensable in the workplace. In essence, embracing the spirit of Duchamp's The Fountain, seeing potential in the unconventional, is your roadmap to a career defined by resilience, adaptability, and continuous innovation. Part 5. Unlocking the power of mental models in the tech world. Imagine stepping into a leadership role on your very first day, tasked with a project that seems nearly impossible, building 28 cell sites in 6 months, a job typically extending over 18 months. This was the daunting challenge faced by Lee Franklin upon becoming president of a construction firm. With no technical expertise in the intricacies of cell site construction, Lee's situation could easily have led to overwhelming defeat. Yet, he possessed a unique capability, a super skill, that enabled him to excel despite his technical knowledge gaps. He leveraged the power of creating mental models, allowing him to oversee complex technical projects and collaborate with seasoned professionals effortlessly. Here lies an essential insight. You don't need high-level technical skills to be valuable to a tech-based company. Mental models are essentially frameworks that help you understand how different components of a system interact to produce an outcome. Picture it as mapping out an architect's vision of a building, showcasing its structure without delving into granular details. To grasp the concept of mental models, consider the straightforward task of preparing a sandwich for lunch. Begin by identifying the key processes involved, which are essentially actions: shopping, assembling, and eating. Place these verbs in sequence, spaced out in boxes that represent different stages of the model. Next, articulate the inputs and outputs for each step. Ingredients acquired from shopping become the input for assembling, culminating in the production of the sandwich, which leads to the final act, eating. Link these elements with arrows to visually map the flow from one process to the next. This visualization is your mental model. By mastering the art of mental models, you bridge the gap between technical experts and those with more generalist backgrounds. This skill not only amplifies your value within tech-centric organizations, but also expands your career opportunities far beyond the limitations of technical expertise alone. Armed with the ability to conceptualize and communicate complex processes, your potential contributions to a company, and thus your earning power, become boundless, irrespective of your technical knowledge. Part 6. Fueling success with wellness, the pillar of true wealth. Consider the contrasting daily experiences of two colleagues, Kim and Rowan, who at a glance might appear similarly situated in their careers based on education and experience. Yet, delve a little deeper, and you'll discover a stark difference in their workday demeanor and productivity. Kim barely makes it through each day, relying heavily on caffeine, a consequence of late-night internet browsing that eats into his sleep. Rowan, on the other hand, exudes vitality and focus, positioning herself as a prime candidate for upcoming promotions. This divergence highlights a critical, albeit often overlooked, aspect of professional success: the profound impact of personal well-being on work performance. The profound lesson here is, investing in your well-being fosters powerful skills that generate true wealth. This concept resonates deeply with the safe, financial strategy. Prioritizing physical health doesn't just contribute to immediate observable benefits such as increased energy levels. It also refines interpersonal skills, boosts confidence, and curtails the temptation for emotional spending. A healthier lifestyle sharpens the mind, enabling innovative thinking and the execution of complex tasks. Moreover, mental health, an integral component of overall well-being, enhances concentration, a crucial advantage in today's information-saturated work environments. In the quest for improved focus and stress management, meditation and mindfulness emerge as invaluable tools. The abundance of resources available, from digital apps to various courses, makes it easy for everyone to find a suitable approach to incorporating these practices into daily life. Another dimension of wellness with significant implications for work productivity is maintaining a healthy sexual relationship. Research linking sexual health to professional success supports the idea that sexual fulfillment contributes to overall vitality, which in turn spurs creativity and motivation. As we navigate the intersections between personal well-being and professional advancement, it becomes clear that taking care of one's physical and mental health is not merely a personal benefit, but a strategic career move. Beyond enhancing workplace value, it lays the foundation for genuine, sustainable wealth. As we shift focus towards understanding how others can add value to our lives, remember that investing in personal well-being remains a cornerstone of achieving true prosperity and fulfillment. Part 7: Leveraging Equity for Greater Earnings and Building Networks. Imagine turning down a $60,000 payday in favor of receiving compensation in a different form. For many, this would seem an absurd risk. Yet, this is exactly what graffiti artist David Cho did when offered to paint murals for a starting tech venture. Opting for payment in equity rather than cash, Cho's decision paid off spectacularly. The startup was Facebook, and that equity now values at an astonishing $500 million. This narrative exemplifies the power of equity, ownership stakes in a company, which redefines earning potential beyond the conventional work, more to earn more approach. Equity represents an opportunity to share in a company's success, sometimes turning modest contributions into vast fortunes, as evidenced in Silicon Valley's legion of secretary and parking attendant millionaires. The central idea here is equity increases your earning potential and helps you form valuable connections. But what if your daily environment is far removed from Silicon Valley's tech hubs? Is equity still within reach? Absolutely. The concept of advisor equity broadens the accessibility of this path to wealth. Advisor equity is a form of compensation for lending your expertise to a budding company, typically as a business mentor. For instance, imagine spotting a promising startup with a solid product but lacking expertise in marketing. By stepping in as an advisor and guiding them through the intricacies of marketing strategies, you position yourself as an invaluable asset. In return for your advisory services, perhaps through quarterly meetings or ongoing support, the grateful startup might compensate you with shares. The beauty of advisor equity lies in its minimal cost, primarily your time, with the potential for exponential return on investment. Even in scenarios where the shares don't yield bountiful returns, the relationships fostered through this advisory role can be immensely beneficial. Expanding your professional network opens doors to new opportunities, effectively enhancing your true wealth. Consequently, embracing equity, particularly advisor equity, can be a game changer, significantly elevating your earning capacity and solidifying your position within valuable networks. Whether or not you amass a portfolio of lucrative shares, the connections made and the expertise shared contribute immeasurably to your wealth in both financial and relational terms. Part 8: Finding Strength and Security in a Tribe. In 2007, amidst the chill of a rainy night in California, Brian Franklin experienced an unexpected event that would underscore the profound value of community. After his car was rear-ended, leaving him with potential head injuries, Franklin found himself enveloped by an extraordinary wave of support. Over 60 text messages poured in from friends, many from a co-housing community in San Francisco he had recently connected with. This group's response went well beyond mere well wishes. They provided meals, therapeutic massages, and assistance with insurance matters. Franklin was deeply moved by this outpouring of generosity, especially since his bonds with them were relatively new. When he expressed his amazement, it was explained to him simply. Their actions were the natural extension of being part of a tribe. This story illuminates the essential truth that belonging to a tribe that shares your values significantly bolsters your sense of security. A tribe is more than just a social circle. It's a collective of individuals unified by a common vision and a commitment to mutual support. This affiliation brings multifaceted wealth, encompassing not only economic benefits, like sharing resources and skills without monetary exchange, but also professional ones. Word-of-mouth job referrals within a tribe can catapult your career forward, bypassing traditional hurdles in the job market. Moreover, the emotional and psychological enrichment derived from tribal membership amplifies your happiness exchange rate. The sense of belonging, understanding, and shared purpose inherent in tribal connections foster a deeper contentment and a more resilient spirit. This emotional well-being has tangible benefits, encouraging more thoughtful spending and saving behaviors by fulfilling needs that might otherwise be sought through material means. Crafting your own tribe doesn't require stumbling upon an established group. You can initiate your tribe by gathering a small yet diverse mix of individuals who align with your core values. Encouraging each member to introduce new friends to the group can rapidly expand this circle, creating a rich tapestry of perspectives and skills. This self-made community not only accelerates your journey towards true wealth, but offers a robust network of support and shared growth. Brian Franklin's story vividly showcases how the strength of community, our tribe, can offer unparalleled support and security, enriching our lives in incomparable ways. Final summary. Wealth, in its traditional sense, conjures images of hefty savings accounts and aggressive investment strategies, all meticulously managed to ensure a secure financial future. However, this conventional approach hinges on unpredictable external factors such as market fluctuations and economic shifts, leaving our financial well-being vulnerable to forces beyond our control. The transformative insight offered here encourages a paradigm shift, urging us to look inward and recognize ourselves as our most valuable asset. The cornerstone of this enlightened view on wealth emphasizes personal development and the cultivation of in-demand skills that hold enduring value in the workplace. It's about enhancing your own intrinsic worth through continuous learning and growth, thereby ensuring your marketability and safeguarding your career against the caprices of the economy. Moreover, wealth transcends mere financial accumulation, encompassing the richness of connections and the strength found in communal support. By embedding ourselves within tribes that echo our values, we not only amplify our personal security, but also open avenues for opportunity and collaboration that monetary wealth alone cannot provide. This forward-thinking approach invites us to redefine wealth. Far from being a static figure in a bank account, true wealth unfolds as a dynamic blend of personal prowess, professional development, and the powerful synergy of like-minded individuals coming together. As we invest in ourselves and nurture our relationships, we unlock an unparalleled source of security, growth, and fulfillment that stands unwavering amidst the uncertainties of life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.